Have you ever found yourself frozen at a critical decision point, unable to move forward? You're not alone. In today's fast-paced world, the ability to make sound decisions quickly often separates success from failure. What makes effective decision-making so challenging is that our brains, remarkable as they are, come with built-in flaws that sabotage our judgment without our awareness. Confirmation bias leads us to favor information supporting our preferred solutions while ignoring contradictory evidence. Meanwhile, the Dunning-Kruger effect creates meeting dynamics where the least competent person speaks with the most confidence, while skilled decision-makers second-guess themselves. These cognitive limitations make truly objective decisions nearly impossible without structured approaches. Even popular techniques like brainstorming prove counterproductive. Research consistently shows that groups generate fewer and worse ideas than individuals working alone before coming together. The path forward? Remember William of Ockham's principle: among competing approaches, choose the simplest one that works. And perhaps most importantly, recognize that any decision, even an imperfect one, is better than the paralysis of indecision. Decision frameworks structure our thinking process for navigating complex choices. The OODA loop, observe, orient, decide, act, emphasizes completing your decision cycle before competitors, forcing them to reset as you change the observed reality. Netflix exemplifies this by innovating while traditional networks struggle to adapt. The recognition-primed decision model shows experienced professionals making rapid decisions through pattern recognition rather than weighing options, like a surgeon immediately identifying both a complication and its solution. For personal development, the GROW model, goal, reality, options, or obstacles, WILL, offers a simpler approach. Define goals, assess current reality, identify options and obstacles, then commit to actions. The PDSA cycle, plan, do, study, act, creates learning through iteration by establishing objectives, executing plans, analyzing results, and then adopting, adapting, or abandoning solutions. While each framework has unique strengths, they share one crucial insight: making any decision, even an imperfect one, is better than inaction. Making decisions without understanding your context is like navigating without a map. SWOT analysis examines internal and external characteristics, while PEST focuses on macro environmental factors. They work best as complementary techniques. The TELOS framework evaluates project feasibility through technical expertise, economic viability, legal constraints, operational integration, and schedule feasibility. Porter's Five Forces framework analyzes market competition through competitive rivalry, threat of new entrants, substitutes, buyer power, and supplier power, essential when entering new markets. Einstein reportedly said, "If I had an hour to solve a problem, I'd spend 55 minutes thinking about the problem and 5 minutes thinking about solutions." Too often, we address symptoms rather than root causes. Techniques like the fishbone diagram and the five whys help identify true problem sources, as Toyota demonstrated when creating their production system. Pareto analysis applies the 80-20 principle. Typically, 80% of problems come from just 20% of causes. For complex systems, causal loop diagrams visualize cause-effect relationships, revealing optimal intervention points. Companies might discover that investing in employee training creates a reinforcing loop of productivity, customer service, sales, and resources for further training. While idea generation is creative, structured approaches outperform random brainstorming. The morphological box combines parameters through five steps: define your goal, list variable elements, create a matrix of variations, combine options, and analyze results. For example, developing a restaurant concept by combining cuisine types, price points, atmospheres, and service styles could generate 81 distinct concepts. Scamper offers another framework: substitute, combine, adapt, modify, put to other uses, eliminate, and rearrange or reverse. Dyson revolutionized vacuum cleaners using these principles. substituting bags with cyclone technology, eliminating cords, and adapting industrial suction for homes. For solution selection, several methodical approaches exist. Grid analysis and the Kepner-Trego matrix evaluate options against criteria, with the KT matrix adding importance weights. When purchasing enterprise software, a company might evaluate options based on weighted factors like cost, functionality, and vendor support. Paired comparison analysis works well for fundamentally different options by comparing them in pairs. For complex situations, the analytic hierarchy process, AHP, offers exceptional power through pairwise comparisons of both criteria and alternatives. For daily tasks, the Eisenhower matrix categorizes by urgency and importance into four quadrants: do immediately, schedule, delegate, or eliminate. Effective decision-making balances analytical tools with appropriate team involvement. The Vroom-Yetton-Jago model uses questions about decision quality, information availability, problem structure, acceptance importance, and team alignment to recommend approaches from autocratic to collaborative. Technical decisions may need only expert input, while changes affecting everyone benefit from collaborative approaches for buy-in. Structured tools overcome group dynamics challenges. The nominal group technique prevents group mind by having members write ideas silently before sharing, discussing, and voting anonymously, ensuring all voices count regardless of personality. De Bono's Six Thinking Hats elevates discussions by sequencing thinking modes: white, facts; green, creativity; yellow and black, pros cons; red, emotions; and blue, process control. The RAPID model clarifies organizational decision-making by assigning specific responsibilities: recommend proposals, agree to them, perform implementation, provide input expertise, and decide on final selections. The journey from analysis to action completes the decision-making process. Impact assessments reveal potential consequences, while decision trees map consequences and probabilities at each junction, calculating expected values for optimal paths. Pharmaceutical companies use these trees when evaluating drug development. Cost-benefit analysis monetizes impacts, conceptually simple but practically complex. The futures wheel visualizes direct and indirect consequences in concentric circles, revealing hidden factors. Perfect decisions don't exist in our uncertain world. The goal is making better decisions consistently, with greater confidence and clearer reasoning. As you apply these tools, you'll develop improved outcomes and more structured thinking. Any decision typically outperforms the false safety of inaction. Analysis paralysis, overthinking to the point of stagnation, often causes more damage than an imperfect choice. In our complex world, making sound decisions quickly may be your most valuable skill. Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Decide, act, learn, and grow. For everyday decisions, the Kipling method uses six questions: why, who, what, where, when, and how to frame problems systematically. For complex situations with multiple stakeholders, CATWO provides a checklist considering customers, actors, transformation process, Welton Shawong, wider implications, owner, and environmental constraints. These approaches ensure you're solving the right problem rather than symptoms. Pareto analysis helps identify which few issues to prioritize for maximum impact. A software company might discover fixing just two bug types eliminates over half of customer complaints. Match tools to decision complexity and importance. Simple personal choices might need only the Eisenhower matrix, while major business investments warrant combining SWOT analysis, decision trees, and the analytic hierarchy process. These tools exist to improve decision quality, not complicate the process. Start with simpler frameworks and gradually incorporate more sophisticated ones as you develop intuition about which approach fits each situation. With practice, these methods become second nature, enabling better decisions. Success comes from improved decision-making over time, not perfect tool usage.